I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, March 3rd. There are four or five finalists for the new position of Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion Director for the Quincy Public Schools. Superintendent Kevin Mulvey says the finalists were selected from a field of 15 applicants, none of whom come from within the Quincy Public Schools. Mulvey says the finalists will be interviewed by a committee, including administrators, teachers, staff, parents, and students. The school committee approved $120,000 for the new position after Quincy High School students walked out of class last year to protest racism and hate speech in the schools. The new position was created to help recruit more teachers and staff to better reflect the diverse student body in the Quincy schools and create a more welcoming environment for all students. Mulvey says he hopes to hire a candidate as soon as possible. A 35-year-old Boston woman died after being hit by a pickup truck in Abington Tuesday night. The victim, identified as Marissa Voller, was walking along Route 18 when she was allegedly struck by a pickup truck just after 7 p.m. She was found in the road by first responders and died at South Shore Hospital. Voller was reportedly in the left travel lane when she was struck. Conditions were misty that evening and visibility was not optimal, which could have been contributing factors, according to investigators. The driver of the pickup, a man, did call 911. It's unclear right now if he will face charges. A Rhode Island man facing multiple charges a year after police say he stole catalytic converters from more than a dozen businesses that belong to a Massachusetts transportation company. Bridgewater police say the thefts happened at A&A Metro Transportation on Route 18 in February of 2021. The officer who initially investigated the incident noted the catalytic converters from 19 buses and two private vehicles that were on the property were cut from the vehicles. 45-year-old Ryan Goburn of East Providence has been identified as a suspect and will be facing charges in Brockton District Court. The Quincy Center redevelopment and proposed new Quincy Animal Shelter will be discussed at Monday night's Quincy City Council meeting. At-large Councilor Ann Mahoney will introduce two resolutions calling for an update on both issues from the administration. Mahoney wants to know how the city's using bond money that was approved to allow the redevelopment of Quincy Center. City Council has approved over $120 million since 2005 to redevelop Quincy Center. The most recent bond was $61 million, approved in 2019. Mahoney wants an update on the spending and any other pertinent matters relating to the downtown redevelopment. In a separate resolution, Mahoney also wants an update on plans for a new Quincy Animal Shelter on Quarry Street. City Council approved $3.5 million for the new shelter in 2017. The mayor had sought $7 million. Mahoney wants to know how the money has been spent so far and where the animal shelter will be temporarily located after it's kicked out of its current location to make way for a new police station. The City Council will meet remotely Monday night, beginning with the Finance Committee at 6:30. Check of business news. Stocks are up. Dow rose 596. NASDAQ up 219. S&P added 80. Asian stocks rebounding. The dollar is up. The euro's down. Oil over $113 a barrel. Sports. Celtics and Memphis Grizzlies at home tonight at 7:30. The Bruins are in Vegas at 9. Sunny today with a high 37, cloudy tonight, low 29, sunny 34 tomorrow, cloudy 42 Saturday, showers Sunday, 59. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, March 3rd.